Inside Protection Solutions, the first choice solution for all your security needs.
Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys.
Crime Watch on Goulburn Valley's 95.3 Triple M.
Crime Watch Triple M joined right now by a crime inspector, Matt Gleeson. Good morning, Matt.
Good morning, Shorty.
How are you, mate?
I'm very well, thank you.
Yeah, I've got you on time here. We're all good. All systems go. Who was it that I left hanging out the front last week?
Dean Williams.
Oh, okay. You knew that straight away, which means...
He hasn't talked about it at all, mate.
There was whispers getting around the station. Sean forgot me. I didn't forget anyone. We were just very, very busy. I want to talk to you, Matt, about something that's been happening, and it's finally, I want to say finally, it wrapped up on Tuesday, the head-to-head walk. Wayne Gatt, he started walking in Mildura, made his way to Wangaratta yesterday. He just didn't do it for fun. He did raising funds and awareness for police officers. What can you tell us about it?
Oh, it was tremendous. Obviously, I was there yesterday with a considerable amount of colleagues and past and former, as well as the community, to see it culminate in Wangaratta. So, look, a tremendous effort by both the Chief Commissioner and Wayne Gatt.
Yep.
Obviously, to come up with the concept and then to see it through, I guess, most importantly. I mean, they walked for 23 days, 1,000 Ks, and importantly, they made $600,000 for the fund. So the key to it was that the awareness side of things, I mean...
Mm-hmm. It was all for the retired peer support officer.
Yeah, the awareness, look, I must admit, I was a little bit sceptical how much awareness it was going to raise.
But
you speak to the people, the public that were there yesterday, former and current colleagues, they've nailed it. In short, they've nailed it. They've created that awareness. People are talking about the issues now. It's helping those that need the support. So, look, you know, it's terrific.
So you've got Wayne Gatt that started in Mildura. He came through Shepparton here in Saturday, the Maud Street Mall, about midday, made their way across the causeway there. And then you've got the other gentleman, he started in Mallacoota, which is way up in Gippsland. I love it. And they've met pretty much, well, according to the map, actually, it looks like Wayne might have done a few more Ks. Did he do more Ks?
He did the flat and hot.
Flat and hot as well. But anyway, they've met in Wangaratta, and it's all about basically expanding the awareness for the Retired Peer Support Officer Program about mental health issues such as PTSD, depression, anxiety, alcohol, and guess what, substance abuse as well. Question for you, Matt.
Sure.
Was this discussed back, say, in your day when you first graduated? Do you think the conversation has got better?
That's a very good question, Sean. Actually, I was reflecting on that myself. Look, 30 years ago, I joined Victoria Police. That was the late 80s, and these things were never discussed. It was all suffering silence type attitude. You dealt with it yourself. It was seen in the police force specifically as a sign of weakness if you did show emotion or were affected in any way. To use the word mental health or mental illness was just frowned upon. So, look, segue 30 years now, advance forward, here we are, and it's talked about. It's very aware in the community, not only just Victoria Police, but other emergency services that do and are exposed to these types of traumatic events and work exposure. So, look...
You've seen a big change?
Massive change. And I'm proud to say that that's changed. I'm proud to say that myself and colleagues are now prepared to talk about it and seek the help that they need to seek.
When was it? Do you think, you know, roughly, if you were to look back and think, you know what, that was whenever you guys were offered the support from the police force, but when do you think that conversation really started? Would you say 10 years?
Yeah, 10, 15 years ago, I would say. I mean, I guess you look at the numbers of people that were retiring ill health and were going off long-term sick, and that was obviously the cause of why we've become so attuned to what's going on. And then as an organisation, we then started to get the specialist people in to then start to assist our people. We knew what the reasons were, you know, multiple exposure to trauma, the serious incidents that the police attend and how it affects each individual. So once we started seeing those sorts of patterns occur, to then get the people engaged to then go seek help.
Yep.
And then, you know, we're seeing a benefit from it now. But I think, as you said before, one of the issues was that you had members retire, and once they're retired, there was no help for them.
Yep.
So this head-to-head walk, that's what it's all about now, and that's where we're going to see some great improvements.
It not only raises the conversation about retired police officers, but you know what, for every day-to-day people.
Couldn't agree more. I mean, look, you talk about the broader community, and your parents at home, it's your tradies, everyone suffers from some, you know, time when we call it the bucket being full, you know, it gets to a stage where it's just too much. So that's where we need to have those conversations. As community members, as family members, you know, talk to your loved ones. If you see there's a notice in change, have that very difficult conversation.
Have it.
and make sure you keep on having it.
And don't wait for a day like Are You OK That's Day right. or World. I mean, it was great that 2 weeks back was World Mental Health Week. That's fantastic. Mm. But have that conversation. You don't have to wait for these days like Are You OK Day. Have that conversation. It can be really hard, but it can be really, really worthwhile. And there's some great organisations out there as well if you do need help. There's organisations where you can just have a conversation like Lifeline,
absolutely.
Lifeline.org. There is the Pucker Up organisation. There is plenty out there. It's a great issue, and I really appreciate you coming in to talk about it. Crime Inspector Matt Gleeson, if you've just joined us now, you can catch up on this conversation later on at triplem.com.au.